presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum.
New Light Rock 95.7 is WLHT Grand Rapids, online at WLHT.com. Good morning. It's 5:02 and it's about 20 degrees. Good morning. I'm Bill Bailey and for Dennis Pryor. And with news at the top and bottom of the hour, here's Bruce Perry.
Good morning. Two people are hospitalized following a shooting in Battle Creek.
New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now, how to come undone, that's Duran Duran. Good morning. Bill Bailey in for vacationing, Dennis Pryor, and Josh is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bruce Barrett, good morning. He's off somewhere getting coffee.
Yes, of course.
Draining a pot somewhere.
Well, there's plenty. I just made two pots, so he should be okay.
Yeah, this is always a cultural shock to wake up this early when you're not used to it.
Yeah.
I did it for a long time, did it for 20 years.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I didn't have to do it anymore. And boy, you sure forget fast. Right? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great day yesterday. A lot of thanks are in order for those who helped us out. But yesterday, we were all out at the John Ballpark Zoo.
That's right. I drove by on my way home yesterday afternoon, and there was a ton of people out there.
We had thousands of people show up yesterday. It was great. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Even though the weather was hot, I think that probably kept a few thousand people away, actually.
Right.
What do you think about it? It's pretty warm. And the only complaint I heard was some people complained about the weather. But other than that, we had a great time. And
yeah, it sounded like it. Heard Kim do quite a few breaks yesterday. And
yep.
Sounded great.
So thanks go out to the people at Spartan Foods for making that possible with us.
Yeah.
And, of course, the John Ballpark Zoo. Those guys, they really do a nice job.
Absolutely.
It really is a very clean zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Chris and Bert doing a great job out there.
Some of the monkeys were there in shirts and ties.
Oh, know, really? Nice.
Really, yeah. They're really decked out for the, yeah.
Kudos.
Some penguins were pretty dressed, too.
Yeah. Great job. Stay away from the lions, though. They're not as cooperative, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're looking at a good day today, however. Why don't we take a look at the weather, huh? 95.7 West Michigan weather. Here's what's waiting for you. Mostly sunny day today. Oh, wow. Do we deserve it?
We do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, look for highs in the lower 90s today. It's going to be a scorcher. Yeah, we're talking about the nine word here. 90.
Oh, boy.
Amazing. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. And then Friday, partly sunny, a little cooler. Highs only in the upper 80s, if you can call that cooler.
Woo! What a break.
Yeah, what a break. Get the day started. 5:12 in the morning. Here's Leona Lewis on WLR. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now. That's Leona Lewis. Bill Bailey here. Soaking up the coffee this morning like a sponge. In for Dennis Pryor. Coming up this morning, we have John Gonzalez will be in, of course.
Yep, top five.
The Grand Rapids Press, top five. Tell you what's going on this weekend, as he does always on Saturday morning with Barnaby, and as he does every Thursday morning here at WLI.
Right.
So we'll find out what's going on from him. Find out how the top five. I'm not sure we're in the top five this week. We're in the top five last week, though.
Yes, exactly. Not always, but sometimes we, you know, make a good enough impression that we make the top five.
Didn't quite make the top five, but you know, we're better off than Andy Dick, though. He didn't make the top five either.
Oh, great.
He's going to make the top five most busted people here one of these days.
Oh, man. What do you do now?
Well, it looks like he was arrested Wednesday for investigation of drug use and sexual battery.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Dick is a comedian from News Radio, if you remember that show. Still on in reruns, I think, in some channels.
Yeah, I'm not sure what network, but his last grasp of fame, I think.
Yeah, well, if you search cable long enough, you'll find him.
That's right.
You'll find almost anybody, actually. he was arrested, released on $5,000 bond. Apparently, this is in Murrieta, California. I guess it was Buffalo Wings and things.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings, actually.
Right.
A report of an intoxicated male, 1:13 in the morning, and the police showed up, and it was Andy Dick.
Well, see, usually they say, we have a report of an Andy Dick, but that's like a code. But then they actually showed up, and it's
and it
Andy
really
Dick.
Was him. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
These are just people acting like him.
Imagine their surprise.
In this case, it was actually him causing a disturbance. And apparently, when they arrived, a 17-year-old girl told her that she was outside when Andy Dick left the bar. He grabbed her tank top and bra, pulled them down.
Oh, no.
Exposing parts, and therefore, and his friends quickly escorted him to a truck, tried to get him out of there. Cops pulled him over and said, you're not getting away from us.
Oh, boy.
So he could not escape the long arm of the law. So stopped at a nearby Sam's Club, which means they'll probably revoke his card, too. it's 5:18 at WLI.
Pre-registration is required for your middle or high school athlete to take advantage of Grand Valley Health Plan's $15 sports physical. Just call 949-2410 to schedule a date, time, and locations. Again, the number is 949-2410.
Grand Valley Health Plan. Healthcare that's got it all together now. Feeling good. Feeling good. Never felt better.
New Light Rock 95.7. Best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now Andy Dick feeling too good. They did find weed on him in Xanax.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Something about having prescription drugs that are meant for senior citizens.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Raises a red flag.
I know it does. Maybe for him it's early Alzheimer's. He just forgot to be good. It's 523 at WLA. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, now Mr. Curie. Aren't they foreigners, Mr., those guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The Irish Bruce? Band, weren't they?
I'm not sure where they're from.
Huh. Yeah, Mr. One of their foreigners, they're not from around here.
No.
However, and we got another song that were people that are not from around here. And I looked this up because I've been concerned about what the real meaning of this was, and I thought there was some old Irish thing maybe about, during the Dark Ages, mm-hmm. Something on your door for the plague or something.
Okay.
And so I was wondering about, the origin of White Flag by Dido.
Oh,
so I looked it up and it said White Flag, a white-colored flag, or a song by Dido. So, right back where we started, huh?
Your question has been answered.
Yeah, thank you. 528 at WLI. Here's Dido. It's 68 degrees at 5:31 at New Light Rock 95.7 with news at the top and the bottom of the hour. Here at the bottom of the hour is Bruce Barrett.
Good morning. Methamphetamine use is on the rise.
New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s now. Quit playing games of my heart. Backstreet Boys are going to play a little game or something to get you some tickets this morning. Yes, Josh?
Yep.
Looks like a pair of tickets to Z.
We have tickets for tomorrow night, Hootie and the Blowfish, live from Little River Casino
yeah.
Up in Manistee. Beautiful Manistee.
Yeah.
Tammy, my wife, has a lot of family up there. Great mm-hmm. place. Not too far, but yeah, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we have two pairs. So
excellent. So if you want to go see Hootie, and a lot of people do, they're still extremely popular, then we'll give you that chance coming up a little bit later on this morning. And what not necessarily to wear today, huh?
Yeah. Much. Don't wear much.
Yeah, really. We're looking at a really scorching day, high in the lower 90s today. Oh, yeah. Won't be pink for long. Here's who knew. WLA. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s now. Who knew it would be this warm today?
Whew.
Well, actually, we did. That's why we're having a Christmas in July weekend coming up this week.
Perfect. Great timing.
That's going to cool you off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be playing those Christmas favorites all weekend long. That's going to be really weird.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that. So be listening all day Saturday and Sunday as your station for Christmas music this holiday season. WLI brings you a summer weekend guaranteed to cool you off, and we're going to need it. It's Christmas in July all this weekend coming up. WLI.
Yeah.
Also coming up this morning, we'll be talking to Mariachi Cobre.
Yes.
Or about Mariachi Cobre.
Straight from Epcot Center in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, this is going to be a hoot. You'll hear about that. So stick around for that a little bit later on this morning.
Absolutely, yep. We'll be talking to Randy Carrillo, who is the founder of the band.
Yeah.
And who's keeping it alive down there in Epcot. And from what I've heard, they're just amazing.
Yeah.
They have their own MySpace. Check it out.
Also, what not to wear coming up this morning at WLI. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now 5:46 in the morning. It is 14 before 6 o'clock. Ann Arbor Art Fair is coming up this weekend. And have you ever been to the Ann Arbor Art Fair, Mayor Josh?
I have not.
But a lot of people I know have been.
I think it actually may have started yesterday. It's several days. Plus, there's like...
I know.
It seems like it's one, but there's actually like four different fairs going on at the same time, I think.
Yeah, it seems like one. But when you get there, it's so big. I've been to it year after year. A lot of years I've gone to it. And it seems like it's longer and longer every year.
Well, my wife drove my daughter back to Ann Arbor yesterday and said it was nuts. She was trying to not be part of it and... Yeah, just get my daughter home.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they closed down pretty much all of Ann Arbor for the whole week.
Yeah.
Right.
To get ready for it. And then it runs through Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's on both sides of the campus at U of M.
Wow. I've just heard it's the most amazing and like unique stuff you'll ever see.
Yeah, you end up walking through the campus. And so I generally start like on the south side of town.
Okay.
And it runs on side streets, it runs on the main street, it runs on a couple of back streets, you go through the campus and it runs on the other side of the campus. It is literally miles of art and crafts, and there's really a lot of unique stuff there.
Wow. Sounds really cool.
It's very cool. A lot of food there as well. I mean, it's just packed wall to wall people, and it's always the hottest day of the year, man. I don't know how that happens, but it really is.
And a few hippie kids.
A few.
Like a couple of hippies. 95.7 West Michigan. Hot one here, mostly sunny today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Yeah, the N-word is there. This, by the way, is a service of the Skin Revitalizing Center. Looks like as you head home tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms rolling in again tonight. Lows in the upper 60s. And then partly sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. A little cooler. Right now, 68 degrees in Grand Rapids. New Light Rock, 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now on the dark side, John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band, Bill Bailey here, waking up slowly this morning, but Dennis Pryor is on vacation. Yeah. I'm in this morning, Barnaby's in tomorrow morning, and he's in next week, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Barnaby's not here this morning because he couldn't keep his airline reservation straight.
Wow.
He's kind of like Bruce Parrott, man. When he goes off on vacation, he leaves the planet. He would if he could, but
I like to pay attention to details, though, of things like what time I'm supposed to be placed.
Right.
I'm like him.
Yeah.
I can't go to the airport, man, and not know when I'm coming back.
And right.
Apparently, I mean, it's like I got that part down pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I leave, I know when I'm coming back. Exactly. But for some reason, he thought he was coming back yesterday. He's not coming back till today.
I think that was by design. He knew all along he was coming back tonight.
Okay. Round up all the usual suspects. That's right. We'll question him. Coming up, Beat the Pump this morning. Give you a chance to win up to $1,000 in gas. Stand by for that. It is, of course, the first play of the day at 7:20. And then we'll tell you another time that we'll play during the day. And, of course, those bonus hours could happen at any time. We gave away some serious, got kind of serious yesterday. Got some big change.
Yeah, did I hear Kim gave away like $155 yesterday?
Something like that. And it was supposed to go, we were out at the zoo.
Right.
And so it got a little weird out there. I mean, you're distracted because a lot of people walking around and, you know, you'll be on the air talking and somebody goes, excuse me, can I use that pen and snatch it out of your hand or something?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so she forgot to play the part of it to see how far could have gone.
Uh-huh.
And as it turned out, I went to about $210. So that's not too bad.
No, not bad at all.
So you just never know with Beat the Pump, and we'll find out coming up this morning. It is 5:53. It's 68 degrees at WLA. Fire Super 2 Day Sale. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, now 5:55 in the morning. A mostly sunny day. High will be in the lower 90s. It's an ozone alert day today. You know what that means? It means that you should try not to operate any heavy machinery this morning. I think if you're out mowing your lawn this morning, you might consider turning that off, huh? Here's Wham. You want it, you got it. Nobody alive. New Light Rock 95.7 is WLHC Grand Rapids, online at WLHC.com. It's 68 degrees at 6 o'clock. Good morning, Bill Bailey, and for Vacation Dennis Pryor with the news, it's Bruce Parrott.
Good morning. Michigan's June jobless rate stayed the same last month.
Airchecks.com.
New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now falling in love over a latte. That's Landon Pig. Seems like the wrong place, huh? Looking for love maybe in all the wrong places.
Yep.
Good morning, it's Bill Bailey and Josh and Bruce Parrott in for the vacationing. I am in for the vacationing Dennis Pryor this morning.
Yeah.
He's off to parts east.
Yeah.
I believe.
He should be in New York right now. New York State anyways.
Yeah.
So getting closer to the goal of being out on the ocean.
That's the goal?
Yeah.
That's a stinky ocean. It's off New York. When I be in the ocean, go off Miami or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Coming up this morning, it looks like you're going to hear from John Gonzalez of the Grand Rapids Press, the entertainment editor of the Grand Rapids Press. He'll be in a little bit later this morning. We have Mariachi Cobre a little bit later on. You'll find out what that's all about. Next hour is going to be a big hour.
Always is.
Yeah, we got Beat the Pump coming up this morning, of course. This is Thursday morning. Who knows? Maybe it'll be for big bucks this morning. I don't know. Are you feeling lucky? We'll find out at 7:20. Mm-hmm. And we want to get you off to Hootie and the Blowfish today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got two pair of tickets for tomorrow night. Got to be able to go tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, up in Manistee.
Up in Manistee. So that'll be, that should be, excuse expression, a hoot. It's It's an ozone alert day today. That means unhealthy for sensitive groups. It's an orange day.
Yep.
In case you're into that. Mostly sunny. Look for a high in the lower 90s. It's going to be a warmer. It's a warm day, a scorcher. Partly cloudy tonight. When you head home, look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 60s. Right now, we are at 68 degrees in West Michigan. Good morning. Look at WLI Time Saver Traffic. Here's Bruce Parrott.
Well, on the north side, northbound 131 at 10 Mile. The right lane will be closing from 9 until 3 today. Downtown, northbound 131 ramp to eastbound Ford is still closed. It will be until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. No reported accidents at the moment, and that is Light Rock 95.7 Time Saver Traffic.
It's going to be a beautiful day. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now. You too, it's a beautiful day. I guess it depends on who you're looking at, huh? Bill Bailey in for the, what's that?
I said, yes, yeah. Definitely so.
Bill Bailey in for vacationing Dennis Pryor. And what not to wear today? I mean, we're looking at a sunny day today, and mm-hmm. The sky right now has got a bunch of clouds in it, but that's going to burn off. Look for a high in the lower 90s. So this is probably not a good day, ladies, for pantyhose.
No.
And that kind of brings up an interesting question for me, because I've noticed this watching late night TV, and there are going to be some pretty leggy models on there, I guess you could say, huh? Mm-hmm. Some Hollywood types that, you know, they wear short skirts.
Mm-hmm. You're sure this isn't some kind of weird pay channel you get?
No. This is CBS, actually. CBS, NBC. And... I mean, they're really weird on the weird pay channels. Women are not wearing pantyhose anymore.
Hmm.
Not to the extent that they used to be. They're giving them up. Sales are actually, excuse the expression, sagging. But according to Hanes, which is a lead seller of hosiery, women between 25 and 54 now wear a pantyhose average of 1.8 times a week, which is down. Now, we have a bunch of guys here. I'd really like to hear from some women about this. 451-WLHT. Are pantyhose really going away?
Hmm.
Or is it a West Coast thing?
Good question.
Or Miami. Now, I can understand if you're in Miami. Ladies, you're not going to want to wear a pantyhose down there because it's always in the 90s or upper 80s.
I can't imagine putting something like that on today. That would just seem terribly uncomfortable.
Well, if you're in an air-conditioned office, what difference does it make? You're in an air-conditioned house, you get an air-conditioned car, you get an air-conditioned office, you get back in an air-conditioned car, get an air-conditioned store, get back in an air-conditioned car.
I don't even like putting socks on, much less all the way up to my thighs.
That does seem difficult in a day like today. But anyway, what they're saying is that it's down from 3.5 times a week 10 years ago to 1.8 times a week now. So pantyhose going away.
Hmm.
My wife still, she buys it, by the case. Goes in and cleans out a store. Once every 6 months, cleans the store out.
Yeah, it might be so hot that even robbers aren't using pantyhose over their faces. Like, no, it's too hot.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah. You know it's hot. Robbers don't wear pantyhose.
Yeah, it might tend to ride up on a day like this. It's 6:16, and speaking of that, here's Madonna on WLI. New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now Madonna, not real happy with her brother these days, right? He's got a book out about Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going to all the TV talk shows talking about Madonna, and he's putting it all out there in the street, and she's not real happy about it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She must have cut him off from his allowance, so now he's got to make money on his own.
Well, maybe she was a bad babysitter when he was a kid. I don't know. But he's still holding a grudge. I was wondering about that pantyhose. Really, it's too bad that we didn't hear from too many people about that. But I'd be really interested to know if you work like in a lawyer's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you not wear hose? Can you wear, a dress or wear a skirt and not wear hose? Does that work?
And is it better to wear hose when you're filing briefs?
I would think so. It's time now for the WLI Entertainment Update. The Grand Rapids Symphony's Chase Picnic Pop series is back at Kennesburg Ski Area Thursdays and Fridays through August 1st. This week it's Mariachi Cobre. You'll hear from him later this morning. Tomorrow night, Kim Carson will be your on-stage host. Stop by the WLI tent on your way in and spray yourself with Off Family Care Smooth and Dry so you can have a bug-free night. We're out delivering ice cream on Fridays from Country Dairy. Be listening tomorrow and every Friday to find out where Dennis Josh from the Morning Drive will be handing out pints while they last. You guys going out tomorrow morning?
We are. Yep. We'll disclose that location tomorrow.
All right.
We'll be out and about.
Got to be listening. Ice cream is good. This is National Ice Cream Month, as a matter of fact. We're proud to welcome High School Musical's Corman Blue, along with Mitchell Musso from Hannah, Montana, to the Ionia Free Fair on Thursday, July 24th. Your last chance to win tickets is coming soon. WLI, along with Northwest Kent Mechanical and Aeropostale Stores, present the 20th Annual Brian Bush Memorial Putt for Life, benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It's Saturday, July 26th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Leshner's Village Green Miniature Golf and Games on Chicago Drive in Granville. And the Light Rock Lightweights are blogging on the web. Vote for who will be the biggest loser each weekend. The winner receives a $25 gift card to Gina's Boutique. Go to WLHT.com, click on Kim Carson, and look for victory. For more info on other West Michigan happenings, call us at 451-WLHT or visit Light Rock 95.7 at WLHT.com, courtesy of Cirrus Communications. 68 degrees, 622 at WLHT. 95.7 West Michigan weather. You may be stuck to your seat today, mostly if you're driving in the sun. Huh? Mostly sunny, look for highs in the lower 90s. Gonna be a scorcher. It'll be a hot one today. As you head home tonight, a little cooler. Partly cloudy, chance of showers, thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s again tonight. And for Friday, a mostly sunny day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Look for highs in the upper 80s and that chance of rain tomorrow. Right now, still a little cooler. It's 68 degrees in Grand Rapids. Here's another look at WLI Time Saver Traffic with Bruce Barrett.
Well, in Grand Rapids, Knapp and Grand River traffic signals are out. Also, Lexington and Fulton traffic signals are out.
It's 68 degrees at 6:30 at New Light Rock 95.7 with news at the top and the bottom of the hour. Here again is Bruce Barrett.
Good morning. A Fenville man has been found guilty for shooting the owner of a bed and breakfast.
New Light Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now the motels, and only the lonely. Bill Bailey here, and for vacationing Dennis Barr this morning, along with Josh and Bruce Barrett. Good morning to you. Here it is Thursday. We made it this far.
Yes.
Yeah, we got one more day at the end of the week. There's your good news.
Yeah.
Coming up later this morning, John Gonzalez, entertainment editor of the Grand Rapids Press, will be in to tell us his top five of what's going on this weekend. That's always good on Thursday. Look forward to the weekend. And, of course, you'll get it before it's in today's Grand Rapids Press, so you'll hear about it first right here in WLI. Interestingly, they are now comparing three diets, and they're saying there's a new diet out there.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
People, and I've noticed people here are always on diets, man. We walk in our bistro, our kitchen, and people are eating some of the weirdest stuff in there.
For sure.
And there are a lot of them are on the Atkins diet around here.
Right.
So they've compared this. The low-carb diet has improved cholesterol more than the other two. And they're talking about the low-carb diet. They're talking about a Mediterranean-style regimen. And they're talking about the low-fat diet. Oh. So they've compared those three. And amazingly, the average weight loss for those in the low-carb diet was highest.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the Atkins type diets.
Well, they're kind of, they didn't, the Atkins people didn't want to get involved. they went to them and asked them and said, hey, you guys want to do this one? Huh? We're not here. We were never here.
Gotcha.
But it does, the study is not the first to offer a favorable comparison to the Atkins like diet. So Atkins is probably pretty good for you if that's low. And I don't know that much about Atkins.
No.
Is that low carb?
That is low carb, yep.
The low carb diet improved cholesterol more than the other two.
Mm hmm.
Here's the count, 10.3 pounds after 2 years for the low carb as compared to 10 for the Mediterranean, which is also just as good.
Staggering.
Yeah. However, the low fat regimen dropped only 6.5 pounds. So that's
6.5. Wow.
Virtually.
That's a big
virtually
difference.
Half.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, I guess apparently that's the way to go. They did this in a controlled environment where you had to eat, you had to stay away from fast food joints.
Ooh.
Yeah,
wow.
And we got a good story for fast food joints. Unfortunately, yeah. It's not around here because I do like that fast food joint. I'll tell you about
indeed.
That one. I'll tell you about that later. Low-fat grains, vegetables, and fruits as options in a low-fat diet. Restricted calories and cholesterol in that diet focuses on those low-fat grains. Mediterranean diet had similar calorie, fat, and cholesterol restrictions emphasizing poultry, fish, olives, and nuts. So apparently, fish, olives, and nuts, that's the way to go.
All right. I'll get started on that right away.
Sounds like a staff meeting here, doesn't it?
Is that
fish, olives, and nuts. It is 6:39 in the morning, 21 before 7. It's your life. Eat what you want this morning. Have a donut.
Do
New Line Rock 95.7, best ride of the 80s, 90s, and now Billy Joel's My Life. I'll ruin it if I want. Have another pell-mell at 6:43 in the morning, 17 before 7 o'clock. Yeah, what you do with your life could be why you look the way you do this morning.
True.
Could be why your eyes are as bloodshot.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? Do I have bloodshot eyes?
I always worry about that when I wake up in the morning. Yeah. Last night was kind of interesting because I went to bed extremely early to get up and do this morning.
Yeah.
Dennis Pryor on vacation, of course. Jerry Barnaby in tomorrow and next week. And I'm filling in because he can't find the airport.
No.
Your sleep habits, what do you do before you go to sleep, has everything to do with how well you sleep. 65% of Americans say they encounter sleep problems a few nights a week.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You're probably used to the schedule, huh, you guys? Bruce is never going to be used to
this. I was thinking, you know, what you do before you go to sleep, like attend a meeting.
Well,
that'd be one of them for me.
You're here all day.
Right.
Apparently, what you do, for instance, setting a bright alarm clock. A lot of people set alarm clocks that are too bright. And that will keep you awake. So if you check, most like clock radios have a dim setting.
They do.
So you can dim them a little bit, and that'll help you.
Right.
Or you want to block the numbers with a piece of tape or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But then when you wake up, you can't tell what
time. That's the big thing when you wake up and it's, you know, 2 in the morning and you look over and go, oh, it's 2 o'clock, and then it makes you mad and you can't sleep.
Yeah.
I have the dimmer on mine and I turn it so I can't see it.
Counting sheep. Do you count sheep?
No. No, I count cows.
Well, some people can't count. For years I couldn't, but finally I learned that if you just concentrate, it's the concentration on the sheep. Mm-hmm. That finally gets dull enough to put you to sleep, I guess. I don't know. I really don't do that much, but apparently they say that's good. Sleep Foundation suggests doing something mundane before you go to bed. If you've been trying to fall asleep for more than 30 minutes, do something mundane. Watch something really stupid on TV. some activity, marginal brain power. You know, read a book or something.
Yeah.
Don't exercise. If you exercise late at night, daytime workouts keep you invigorated for hours, which is why you don't want to exercise before you go to bed.
Right.
Hitting the sack. You don't want to exercise more than within 3 hours of hitting the sack.
3 hours, okay.
Because that activity raises your body temperature, pumps your energy level, and interrupts your calm transition into sleep.
Yep.
Then getting up then becomes the hard part, though.
Yeah, that's the most difficult part.
I found if you use a dollar bill. Mm-hmm. Or a check stub that gets you out of bed pretty quickly. It's 6:46 at WLA.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.